etc.
It's a quarter past wrong on Saturday the 17th of November, and this is News Bastard with Bumblebee Adams. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair is going ahead with his war on Iran. Blair was exiled from the leadership by a small number of Brown supporters after his attempt to declare Britain his own personal republic proved a step too far. However, the removal of his office has had little effect, and his long-planned military action is going ahead regardless. Mr. Blair said that we all must support the country's troops, and that he would have liked to have had them along, but now that it had been made impossible, he would simply have to do it on his own. President Brown was displeased, saying,
"No more war!"
But it later transpired that he too would be going there to do exactly the same thing. The Pope is sorry for offending Muslims. Many Muslims were offended when, as part of the ongoing Crusades week, he attempted to reclaim the Holy Land. When pressed for a statement, the Pope announced that it was nothing more than a misunderstanding, that his personal feelings were of peace, and that he had no plans to conquer Constantinople, as it no longer existed. Professor Barry Bulsara, spokesperson for Every Muslim, said,
"I think now the Pope's turn, he must do some explanation, and then, he think about coming to Turkey."
Conditions in the seaside town of Blackpool are said to have reached a depressing new low. Plans had been made to float the area into the Irish Sea, then on south to warmer climes, but these came unstuck when it turned out there was a national shortage of rafts. "The town is now trapped on a sandbank," says the UN, "with hundreds of holidaymakers stuck." Bruce Springsteen has this report.
Over 2 million people have now spent the last 3 years sheltering in sprawling squatter camps, dependent on aid agencies for food and water. They're no closer to going home today than they were when they first arrived.